You're listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, a conversation between two great friends with over 70 years ministry between them. Ministering on opposite sides of the border, Dr. Al Stone pastors the Bible Baptist Church in St. Thomas, Ontario, Canada, while Pastor Dan Wolven pastors the North Columbus Baptist Church in Columbus, Ohio. Listen now as Al and Dan review and relate their experiences in hope of helping others who are taking an interest in ministry. Now, here is Tim Talks.
Welcome to Tim Talks. Brother Wolven, I am so thankful for Tim Hortons and what they provide to me each and every day in my life. Thankful. And Brother Wolven, I'm thankful for you, my friend.
And I am thankful for you, and I might as well answer with a Diet Coke.
I hope that's, I hope that's a pop. For our listeners who can't see, just want to clarify, that was a Diet Coke.
That was.
Hey, listen, Thanksgiving is coming up for you guys. We've already celebrated. We've already had ours. We like to get a jump on it. But Thanksgiving's coming up for you guys, and I thought it'd be kind of a neat idea. We thought it'd be kind of a neat idea if we just were thankful this week.
Amen.
Well, let's talk about ministries that we're thankful for. People that help us in ministry as a ministry.
I think one of the first things that ever caught my attention as a teenager was Charles Keene when he began Bearing Precious Seed. I never realized it was in the mid-70s, and I never realized that no churches that we knew of were printing the Bible at all. You know, it was all left up to the publishers for them to edit and change and do whatever they wanted to do with it. And I think he was a visionary in the fact that God had opened up his eyes, and he really saw that it's important that we did not get to the position like Israel did when there was no smith in Israel, when the Philistines took all their weapons away. And the potential could have been, of course, before the digital age, that we could have not had a Bible had the publishers said, no, we're not going to do it.
Yeah. Now, before we record this, we talk about kind of a rough idea what we're going to do, but we never mentioned a specific ministry beforehand, did we?
No, never did.
That is exactly what I was going to say about Bearing Precious Seed. That Dr. Keene, in fact, I just wrote him yesterday, and we want to bring him to our church and thank him for his involvement in our Bearing Precious Seed Canada ministry.
Amen.
We're completely autonomous, but we get all of our scriptures from Bearing Precious Seed in Milford. They are sent to other seed line ministries around the United States. We've got a group in South Carolina and one in Beckley, West Virginia, who have aided us as well. But Brother Wolven, we are 150,000 John and Romans from completing half of the nation of Canada with the gospel.
Amen.
And that in huge, huge part is because of Dr. Keene's vision and Bearing Precious Seed in Milford, Ohio. What a great ministry that is, and providing those not only to us, but millions and millions and millions of copies of scriptures around the world, and setting up printing presses, one in India that has done a tremendous work. So yeah, Bearing Precious Seed in Milford, Ohio has to be right at the top of the list for me as well.
Amen.
What's another one that you would think of?
Well, I was just thinking of pretty much Bible colleges in general. I know whenever you start listing them, you start, you know, one over the other, and it winds up becoming a real divisive thing sometimes. But in general, I think of the many churches and the many people that have sacrificed such a great deal to help train men for the ministry, not only here in the United States, but you think in every other nation. Many of our missionaries, once they establish a work or a few works, usually one of the things they wind up gravitating toward is starting a Bible college, a Bible institute, to train men for the gospel. And, you know, that is so necessary.
Absolutely. I go back to my college training here in Canada. At the time when we started, there was one, and that was at our local church, and a couple others came about over those next few years. But that college training for me was such a great help. And I know a lot of kids want to go to a bigger school and have the excitement of a big school. But I went to a smaller school, 100 students, and the individual training we got, the attention we got was what I needed. I'm so thankful that there are men, and we both know a college is a huge undertaking. In fact, I just spoke to Brother Bob Wall up here in Canada, who is president of Faithway Baptist College, and he said, man, the financial strain, the time restraint, all of those things are a great deal. And so thank you to all of you who have taken on that burden. God never led me to do that, and there have been days when I said, thank you, Lord. I don't know that's huge. I would say, too, I'm thankful for those ministries that just help churches by helping. And I would go back to our friends, as we often do in Cleveland, and say the SMITE program.
Yes.
In Cleveland has helped so many churches over the years. How many years have they been doing that now? Do you know?
It's 40 something. Right?
Yeah, it's a lot. And every 44, year.
44, 45, something like that.
Yeah. I know they've gone back and repeated a few years in churches. They came to us twice in Canada. But that program not only helped that little local church that they went to, but it helped their people and other churches' people to be trained in how to evangelize and how to do a kids program. So those kind of programs where they paid the expense, and we have done that here. We took that up here a number of years ago, over 20 years ago, and we call it helping evangelize lost people, doing something for churches here. So those kind of ministries are a tremendous help when people sacrifice to help another church. Give me another thing that's helped you and you're thankful for today.
Well, obviously, whenever we're talking in generalities, I would say either mission boards / churches that sponsor missionaries. I know some missionaries don't like the concept of a missionary board, and I've never, you know, I don't see it being a problem. There's still a standing church there, but you know, all of the things that goes into healthcare, emergency needs, those kind of things. But what an important thing!
Right, I'm thankful for people that work with teenagers.
Amen.
That's an incredible call, and we've got some folks who've done incredible work. Hey, speaking of teenagers, I told you before we came on that we've got teenagers that listen to this podcast. I've got to give a shout out to a fine young man. Jonathan Holmes is his name, and Jonathan listens on a regular basis. In fact, used us as a resource material in class not too long ago. So, Jonathan, thank you for doing that. Thank you for being a great young person, and thank you for those youth directors who have taken time to invest into young people. And we've seen some great ones over the years. And one of the greatest I've ever known, Brother Dan Wolven. Brother Wolven worked in youth department for a long, long time. Thank you for investing in that, Brother Wolven. Brother Mike Holland, our youth pastor,
Amen.
25 years as a youth
Amen.
Pastor. Brother Bob Folger, those kind of people
yes.
are incredible. And they're all over Canada and America, and often kind of left in the shadow of a pastor or other ministries. Thank you, youth pastors, for the job that you do. Give me another one.
Well, I'm involved here in Awake America, Ohio, and so I would say a lot of the watchdog ministries. Now, the greatest majority of them are not Baptist, but I am thankful for the very conservative watchdog groups, and then the conservative legal groups. We're becoming such a litigious society, and it is so great to know that there are some foundations, there are some organizations that are really standing with biblical truth, not just simply a radio program per se, but I'm talking about people that do research, people that do legal battles, different things like that. You know, for example, here in Ohio, Brother Terry Hamilton, Lighthouse Legal Ministries, what a servant of God he really is. He and the staff with him and Pastor Jones, just a great, great blessing. Whenever you're in trouble, and not Ghostbusters, you know who to call.
Yeah, right. I'm part of a wake up group too. It's called Wake Up Canada, brought to you by Tim Hortons every morning on your way to work. Thank you for those dedicated workers who are there every morning for me, waiting at the window to pass me that cup of wake up. So thank you to them. Hey, I would say too that there's a group of unsung heroes that help in churches, and we're going to look at, you know, specific things within church as well. But there are a number of groups of people that help churches, maybe with vehicles, vehicle repairs,
yes,
people that help with medical stuff, insurance stuff, that really have done a great job to try and help churches and pastors and those kind of things. And again, that's a very obscure group, but there are people out there that have just taken upon themselves to try and help get good vehicles, to, yes, keep vehicles going, those kind of things. And what a blessing it is to have those kind of people as well. Thanksgiving is a wonderful time. And, you know, if we would stop every day for just a few minutes, we're taking 15 minutes today, but in just a few minutes, we have listed a lot of groups and people that we probably don't very often think of. And to start thinking of things that we're thankful for. Huge.
And in a certain way, I know that we as pastors oftentimes will preach against some of the parachurch ministries, but most of what we've talked about may not be a parachurch ministry, but it's right on the border. Maybe it's sponsored by a local church, but it reaches into and extends into churches all across this nation. So I do appreciate those that their scope of ministry is more than just internal, but it really has a great effect across the nation.
Let me challenge our listeners today to maybe look at what their church could do to be a help to another church.
Amen.
Sometimes it's very easy to concentrate just on what we're doing, and there's nothing wrong with taking care of our own local church. In fact, that's our calling. But if you can some way be of assistance to another ministry, boy, please take advantage of that. You know, it's going to cost you something in time and money, but the reward. Our folks here at Bible Baptist have so enjoyed our print ministry, our bus ministry, our help program, all of those things. The joy is in giving to others. And I believe when your church begins giving to others, then you're going to see a change in your church for the better. It's just there's something about giving and helping others. So let me encourage you today to be a helping ministry, a helping person, so that people can be thankful for you as well.
Amen. And that while you were speaking, I started thinking also of the many churches or individuals in churches that have, right, what they would call a prophet's chamber. You know, some,
yes,
place where missionaries or evangelists, preachers in the area can come and stay without charge. And that is such a blessing for people who conduct a ministry like that. And, of course, they're used all the time. And people, yeah, are constantly calling and constantly asking. And, you know, there's another one of the unsung heroes, the people that go in and clean and take the linens home and wash them and bring them back, and those people that take care of those kind of things. I mean, what a blessing that is, and rarely do you ever find out who it is.
Absolutely. We have a lady in our church that does it, and phenomenal. And we have a great prophet's chamber.
Amen.
And if you're listening today and you're coming through southwestern Ontario, we invite you to come and be a part and stay. But even individuals, I just stayed with a family not too long ago, and a beautiful, beautiful home. And they said, we have dedicated this room in our home to those that are traveling pastors, evangelists, and missionaries. And I'll tell you what,
Amen.
Man, that's a good one, Brother Wolven. That's a good one. That is such a huge blessing. And cost savings. Oh, my goodness. Motels are getting very pricey, and to be able to have someplace,
right,
like that is phenomenal.
Okay, how long have you had your prophet's chamber there at your church?
We've had it since 2007, so we've had it 10 years.
Try to estimate the amount of money you've saved in hotel bills. I mean, we don't go to an expensive, fancy place, but Hampton Inn is a nice place. It's clean. It's comfortable. I know I won't be embarrassed to put somebody in there. And even with the good rates we get, we're looking at, you know, $85 to $100 a night.
Yeah, we furnished our Prophet's Chamber, our guest suite, we call it, the Thompson Suite, after my father-in-law, mother-in-law. The Thompson Suite, we furnished that for $3,000. Our folks donated a lot. We did it top-notch.
Yes.
You being there, it's top-notch. And I bet you we have saved over $30,000.
I would bet.
In putting people up, at least.
Sure.
So, and yeah, and such a blessing to have those folks be able to stay with us and be a part, so. Been good. Hey, we have so much to be thankful for. Thank you, Brother Wolven, for your friendship and for your investment in this this outside source of our church. It means a lot to folks. It means a lot to me to be able to do it with you. Thank you for asking me. And I hope that you and your family, the nation of America, has a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. We have so much to be thankful for. So thank you, Brother Wolven, for your investment. Thank you to our listeners today.
Amen. This is Dan Wolven from Columbus, Ohio. And Brother Stone, I really do appreciate you and all that you've done on this podcast. I couldn't have teamed up with anybody else and wind up in being such an enjoyable time. We enjoy each other, and I think we're semi-enjoyable to listen to most of the time. And so it is a blessing.
Hey, I just like to know if I can take the pilgrim outfit off now and if you're going to leave that turkey suit on all day. Gobble, gobble, gobble. This is Tim Talks with your host, Al and the Turkey. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, with new podcasts added each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To learn more about your hosts, Dr. Al Stone and Pastor Dan Wolven, you can visit us at timtalks.com. That's TIIM talks.com.